Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we'll be starting and Be'ezus Hashem finishing Simen Tov Kuf Pei, which deals with Yomin Shemesanim Bohem. These are fast days that we may not be as familiar with. It's not the standard fast days, the four fasts that we have for commemoration of the loss, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, not Tanis Esther, not Yom Kippur, of course. These are other days, less well known, that various things happened to the Jewish people that were considered days of Tanis. Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. Elu Yomim She'eru Behem Tzoros Lavoseinu. These are the days that difficulties happened to our forefathers. V'royal Isanos Behem, and therefore the Minhag came about to go and fast on them. Again, Lahaloch Lamaisa, most people do not fast on these days today. And he says, V'af Al Pi She'miktzosom B'Rosh Chodesh. Even though some of these days are in Rosh Chodesh, and normally we don't fast in Rosh Chodesh, Yesh Mi She'omer She'isanu Bo. He brings down from the tour in the name of Baal Halachas Gedolos, that there are those that fast even on Rosh Chodesh. However, the Ramah says, V'tov shelo l'hashlem b'Rosh Chodesh. The Ramah adds and says, if you are going to fast on those days, you shouldn't complete them. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains as if cut in Aleph. Ein in the Beis Yosef, she'esh me'er rishonu, she'mafak v'menazet. Not everybody agrees with this. There are those that strongly say you shouldn't fast on these days. Uladatam yesh lezor, shelo l'sanos, ki she'era eza mehem b'Rosh Chodesh. If they fall out of Rosh Chodesh, we don't fast on Rosh Chodesh. But there are those that say Shadovaz in Iskan Bimechachmi a Talmud, that this was earlier set up by the great Gedolim of the Talmud, and therefore Lochain Bal Nefesh Yachmiliatsmu Mefshalo, and therefore Bal Nefesh should go and fast on these days if he's able to do so. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, "Mikomoko Mishen Orogil Asanos Tanis Elu." If somebody doesn't normally fast these Tanesim, it wasn't his custom to do so. The Eruv Loezitzora, and then some difficulty occurs for this person on this day that he would want to fast now on Rosh Chodesh. Chas v'shalom, heaven forbid that that should happen. Rosh Lasanos Rosh Chodesh Nisan Al Saraso, and now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is, we'll see, one of the days here that was accustomed to fast, and now he wants to fast. So then he says, "Also, you shouldn't go and fast." Kivin Shu Noeg Botomit Isu Tanis, because he normally doesn't fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you shouldn't say, well, since there is an opinion that says you can fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even though I never did, you shouldn't go fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan now. And that's brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham. Dear Shufut number one says, a chassan regarding the day of his chuppah that falls out in these days, so he doesn't fast on them either. So he brings down the Sharet Zion, Shetzorach Lizar Behem, Shol Lirdov Achar Mosaros, Michael Umishta. You shouldn't have on those days how extra delicacies. That's a general rule on days of fasting where you're not fasting. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Beis tells us, "Ubesefer Chasidim Simin Reish Lamed Kosav Kishalavono Loka Yesh Lasanos." When there's a lunar eclipse, there's also a minhag to go and fast. He brings down the name of the Magen Avraham, and Dishu Foot number 5 brings down the reasoning based upon the Maimon Mordechai She Yisrael Nimshu Lavana, because Chai Yisrael is compared to the Lavana, and therefore if the Lavana is being eclipsed, this is not a good sign. It's a bad simon for Chai Yisrael. Ulachein Kishi Loka His Simin Ralehem. What about a solar eclipse? So he brings down from also the Sefer Chasidim that this Gam Kain we also fast on that day when there's a solar eclipse. There was this minhag, and he brings down for the Gemara in Sukkah, that it's a bad day for the rest of the world. We're the moon, and they're the sun, so therefore it's a bad day for the rest of the world. And he says, he says, so why is this considered something that they didn't go fast on? Because he says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the Bria and makes something that's normally for the good of the world, and he eclipses it, so then that should be a Simen Ra for the world, and therefore there was this Minhag to fast on both a solar eklipse as well as a lunar eclipse, which is more for Klai Yisrael, and therefore it's a Simen Ra if there's an eclipse. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel, where he says, Mishum Dechsib B'Sefer Tanya Dein L'Sanos B'Rosh Chodesh. Therefore we don't fast the whole day, the Ramah said, because in the Tanya it's brought down that we don't fast the entire day of Rosh Chodesh. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, B'Echot, now we're going to list a whole number of different fast days. B'Echot ben Nisan, Mesa ben Aaron, Nodav and Aviv, Nebuch passed away on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so therefore that became a fast day. These great tzaddikim died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Ba'akomas HaMishkan, and therefore, that's why Hiba Yom HaShmini, so therefore we fast. Basar Bo, on the 10th day of Nisan, Nesa Miriam, the great tzaddikis Miriam HaNeviah, she passed away, Nistale Kaber, and the bear of Klai Yisrael left, that's a bear Tzimon, so we fast. Then, Bechov Bav Bo, on the 26th day of Nisan, Meis Yoshua Ben Nun, and therefore we fast on that day. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Dalet says, some of the gears say, Yesh Kosum Chav Ches, Anisan v'ikor ketur, and he says the correct answer is like the Torah is brought down by the Prima Gadol in the name of the Elyar Rabbah. The Mechaber continues and he says, Basara B'Iyar, the 10th day of Iyar, Meis Eli HaKohen, Ushnei Bonav, his two children, Chofni and Pinchas, they passed away on the 10th day of Iyar. They were all great tzaddikim. Unfortunately, Chofni and Pinchas, the simple literal reading is that they did something terrible, they committed adultery, but it's not. They did certain things that were wrong, the Gemara discusses. In any event, the death of Eli and his two sons occurred on Tes on Yod Iyar, and therefore that's a fast day as well. Vinish Baron Hashem, the Aron was taken from us that day, and that's why we fast on that day. Mechaber continues, says, B'chav ches bo mei Shmuel HaNavi, on the 28th day of Iyar, Shmuel HaNavi died, therefore we fast. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkar and Hay tells us in Megillas Tainus, it says, Kosu B'chav Tes, he died on the 29th day, not the 28th day. The Mechaber continues, B'chav Gimel B'Sivan, on the 23rd day of Sivan, Batlu HaBikurim Milalos Yushalayim B'mei Rav Nevat. Rav Nevat prevented the people from being Ole Regel because he didn't want them to go up to Yushalayim, because if he went up to Yushalayim, everybody would see that he was not from Malchus Beis David, because he wouldn't be allowed to sit in the Azara. And Rehovam, who was the son of Shlomo Melech, was sitting, so people would say, hey, who's the real king? So therefore, he prevented people from being Ole Regel. And therefore, that was a very sad day for Klal Yisrael. Chav Gimel Sivan became a day of fasting. Mechaber continues with Chav Hebo on the 25th day of Sivan. Nerag Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kohanim, the Asura Harugi Amalchus, so therefore we fast on that tragic day. Chav Zainbo on the 27th day of the month, Bo Nisraf Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon, the Sefer Torah Mo. That's again when the Asura Harugi Amalchus was killed right after that, on the 27th day of the month, and therefore we fast on that day. Be'echad Be'ov, on the first day, Rosh Chodesh Av, that's when Meis Aaron HaKohen, that's the only Yortzit that's actually listed in the Torah, and we fast on the day, the great loss of Klal Yisrael of Aaron HaKohen. Be'yud Ches Bo, on the 18th day of Av, Kova Ner Maravi B'mei Ochos. Ochos was the father of Tzidkiyahu, and he was a Rasha, and the Ner HaMaravi went out during his time, which was a very tragic and sad day. Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh Gorosun B'yud Zayin, it was not on the 18th, it was on the 17th, V'roi L'Hachmi Mishneim. He brings out from the Oroz Aruah that both days, such a tremendous, tragic event for Klai Yisrael, so both days are worthy to fast on. B'yud Zayin B'elul, on the 17th day of Elul, Meisu Motzie Dibas O'oretz. That's when the Meraglim actually died. Their decree was earlier, as you see on the Ber HaGola, he brings down, Onshon Hoyom Miyad Shinistarvev Lishonom Kedivri HaMedrash, that their tongues stretched out, like the Medrash says, Vayu Mismatzim B'chaloyim Royim Ad Yud Zayin Elul. But they didn't die immediately, they just had terrible illness and suffering, and they died on Yud Zayin Elul. He says, Apo Gab Deba'avod Rishoyim Rina, and even though we're somewhat happy at the destruction of these bad people, nevertheless, it's a sad day for Klal Yisrael, because Shemo lo zochu shetiskabel shuvasim, mustama they did tshuva, and the tshuva wasn't accepted by the evidence of the fact that they died in this very painful way, and therefore, he brings out from the Beis Yosef, that's why we fast on this day. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin tells us that this was according to Kfi Girsas HaBeis Yosef B'Shem HaKadmonim Hu Shiva Be'elu. It wasn't the 17th, it was on the 7th of Elul. And he says, I v'apti b'toru mashma Kfi mashomu chazal shenestavi v'loshonim ataburim kolum ze asman. Like the Berak Gola said, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the same thing. Yishlomad lo meisu tekef v'nimshach machalosim ad ze hasman. He brings down the same Beis Yosef that I just read from the Berak Gola. Mechaber continues and says, B'chamisho b'tishrei, on the 5th day of the month of Tishrei, Mesu Esum Ish Mi Yisrael, 20 people died from Klal Yisrael, the Nechbash Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was also put into captivity on this day. I'm not sure what the Mechaber is telling us over here, which 20 people this is referring to, but certainly the putting into captivity Rabbi Akiva, which led ultimately to his horrific death, was certainly a day to be very sad about and was a fast day for Klal Yisrael. Bashvibo, on the 7th day of Tishrei, Nigzro Gzera Lavosenu Shemusu Bacherev Ubarov Ubadever, Ibn Maisa Egel. That's the day that was decreed upon us because of the Maisa Egel that we would have terrible, terrible destruction with sword and with famine and with pestilence because of the Maisa Egel. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Ches, Dibas Oretz, Bekosha Oksiv, Bavod Rishoyim Rina, it says, Bavod Rishoyim Rina, so we should be happy then. So again, he brings down what the Beis Yosef, what the Ber HaGola brought down from the Beis Yosef. Eshtem is Tomer Shavu, Lozochu Shiyakab, Lchuvasam, Lochem Misan. Therefore, we fast on that day. In Dershah foot number 6, he brings down from Moshe Feinstein, that's on the Igris Moshe, Shein Lefari Shemachma Sheshavu Bechuva, Higiu Ledargas Tzadikim, Sheish Lestanos HaPtirosam. And don't think, though, that they reached such a madrega of tshuva that were like tzaddikim, and therefore were fasting. No. Shekivin shel kibel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shuvasam, Hashem didn't accept their tshuva, nimzu she'eino klum, so therefore it's nothing. Furthermore, Even if they did do a complete tshuva and it was accepted, it certainly doesn't make him into tzaddikim. That we should go and fast on the day of the yahrzeit, like we do for Aaron HaKohen, for example. That we fast on the days of the tzaddikim that we mentioned over here because they were unique. There was nobody like them, and that's why we fast on their yahrzeits. Furthermore, for certain averus that people do, such as the Raglam did, so then tshuva alone won't help. You need misa to be mechaper. And therefore, nimso shemisosim tovalem, their death was actually good for them. And therefore, we don't have a fast day because of their death. So what's the reason for the fast? This teaches us how difficult it is to do tshuva shlema. And that we should know how great is the punishment that's waiting for people that are sinners. And we should therefore fast because we need that we should fast over here to spur us to do a tshuva shlema. Mishnah Berurah Simcha Tes tells us that it wasn't the seventh day that the Gzeira was on Avoseinu because of the Chayta Egel, but he brings down Vyesh Koshin Beshisha. He says, look in the Kobo and the Shari Knesset Zagdola. Simcha Yod, because of the Chayta Egel, so Mishnah Berurah says, Kosha, Do Arboim Yom Achronim, Hoyu Meiratzon. He says, wait a second, the Chayta of the Egel, that occurred when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Shemaim at the end of the 40 days. And then he went back up to Shemaim, and those were Meiratzon, leading up to Yom Kippur, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the Luchos the second time and he came down. So Mishnah Berurah says, V'efshar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu nisratz alehem shelo yamusu miyad. Hashem said they're not going to die right away. Rak sheya avon shomu l'doros. But the nebuch, the sin, is always part of future generations. It says in the Gemara that every generation is punished a little bit for the chayt of the egel. And he brings down the name of the Mogen Avraham. Chava continues, he says, B'shiva b'mer cheshon, Ivru enei tzedekio. Tzedekio Nebuch was the last king of Malchus Yehuda, with the Bayis Rishon, and he was blinded by Nebuchadnezzar. And on the day that he was blinded, it was the seventh of Mar Cheshvan, and therefore that was a sad day. V'shachatu banu l'veinov, and they killed his sons in front of his eyes. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yadal tells us, Mekilas Tainis, it says, and also in the Malachos Gedolos, Gersu b'shisha b'mer cheshon, it was on the sixth day of Mar Cheshvan. Chaber continues b'chol ches b'kislev on the 28th day of Kislev, which is of course Chanukah. Saraf yo yokin amagillah shekosel baruch mipi Yirmiyo. Baruch ben Iriya, who was a Talmud of Yirmiyo, he wrote the Megillah of Eicha, and unfortunately yo yokim burnt it. He took out the shemos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he burnt it, and therefore this is a terrible, tragic day for Klal Yisrael. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud Beis, Yesh Chilufi Girsos Bazen. There are different opinions as to what the Girs is, the Alkain, and Kedai Lasanos Mechanica. And therefore, we don't fast on Chanukah because it's not sure that this was really on the 28th day of Kislev. And he says, look in the Morgan of Rome as well. Mechaba continues and says, Bishmona B'Teves, on the 8th day of Teves, so Nichtava Torah Yavonis, be made Talmai HaMelech. This is a Septuagint, the famous writing that Talmai HaMelech said to the 70 Zakenim, go and write the Torah, and translate it, and they all translated it exactly the same. But this was a terrible day for Klal Yisrael, because now the Torah Shebichsav was distributed to the world, but without the Torah Shebichsav, and therefore there were tremendous potential takolos that could occur. And therefore this was a sad day for Klal Yisrael, a very tragic day. And therefore we fast on the 8th day of Teves. And it caused a terrible, terrible darkness to come to the world for 3 days. Ubatishabo, we fast on the 9th day of Teves, but the Mechaber says, Lo noda ezehi hatsara sheirabo. We don't know exactly what the tragedy was. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkon Yud Gimel, that ubeslichos shalanu, in our slichos that we say, Isa shemes Ezra Sofer. This was the day that Ezra Sofer passed away, and therefore that's why it's such a tragic day. In the issue foot number 8, he brings down that also, this is the day that Nehemiah ben Chachilaya died as well. However, he brings down other opinions that Ezra Sofer actually died on Asar B'Teves. But we fast on the 9th because we already have a fast day on the 10th of Teves. And we wanted to give him, so to say, his own recognition, his own day. There is a famous discussion as well that on the 9th of Teves, this was the day that one of the Tanoim went incognito to go and shter to ruin the early Christians in terms of their believing the Yashka, Yeshua Notzri, was the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Sholom, Rachmona Litzlan. And therefore, they sent one of the Tanoim undercover, so to say, to go and remove the threat of this new, quote, religion. And he sacrificed his life, he sacrificed everything in order to do this. And according to this idea, this is the fast that we have on the 10th of Teves for this great Tana. Chava continues, says, B'chamisha b'shvat, Mesu Askenim, Shoyi b'mi Yoshua. He says, on the fifth day of Shvat, the Askenim that lived in the time of Yoshua, they died. They were transmitted Messiah, Yeshua is Askenim. So that's the day that they died, so therefore that's a tragic day of Chai, so we fast. Mishabur says, the Sivkot in Yudalit, the Megillah's Tainis, Karsina, B'shmon b'shvat, it was the eighth day of Shvat. Then the Mechaber continues with Chav Gimel on the 23rd day of Shvat. Bo Niskatsu Kol Yisrael Ashevet Binyamin Alinam Pilegish Begiba. The tragic story of Pilegish Begiba, where there's a huge civil war in Klai Yisrael because of a Maaser Shehoya regarding a certain Pilegish. And the Shevet Binyamin originally won the first two fights against Klai Yisrael, but then in the third battle they were defeated and they almost wiped out. The Shevet Binyamin was almost lost from us, and therefore that is a terrible tragic day for Klai Yisrael, and they fast on that day. Bishiva B'Yadar, in the 7th day of Adar, we know Mes Moshe Rabbeinu, all of a shalom, this is a fast that many still fast today, especially in the Chevra Kedishas, on the 7th day of Adar, and the Tira of Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest person who ever lived. The Shmur says, Sivkon Tetzvav, Ubishana Luberis, in a leap year, when there's two Adarim, Yeshdeos Ben Achrom, there are different opinions, and he says, Ayin in the Sefer, the Pischei Olam, this is a Sefer that's written by Rav Dov Ber Karasik, who was the Rav of Kolevitz, a place in Russia. He lived around the turn of the 1800s into the 1900s, and that Sefer discusses which of the days in Adar you should go and fast, and he says, Sugi in the Almi, Lestanos Parisha, says, the Minog is to go and fast in the first month. But the issue footnote number 9 brings down that the Minog is to fast in the second month. And he explains that the Mishnah Berurah is referring here to the Minog in Chutz Laaretz, the Minog in Eretz Yisrael, is to fast in the second month, and that's what's written in the Luach Eretz Yisrael, that the Chevra Kedisha in Yerushalayim would fast on the second month when there's a leap year. Finally, we conclude Sif Beis, B'tisha Bo Nechluku Beishayim V'Sila, on the ninth day of Ador, that's when we have the famous machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that's a tragic time for Klai Yisrael that we had this huge machlokas in Klai Yisrael, and therefore that was a day of fasting. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Omer Shegozru Shu Mesanim B'chol Sheni V'chamishi Al Churban Abayis. There is an opinion, it's brought down by the Kolbo, that we fast every Monday and Thursday because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and Al HaTorah Shenisufa, and the fact that the Torah was burnt, and Al Chil Hashem, and for the Chil Hashem that resulted. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkon Tezayin, Umisha Eino Yochel Lesanos, if somebody can't fast every Monday and Thursday, that's a difficult thing to do. Akoponim Mispal Bem Al Dvarav Halolu. You should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the Churban, the Torah Shenisufa, and the Chil Hashem. V'yesh Mis'anin, Nibosu V'yayim Behem. Some have the custom that they don't have basar and wine on those days. And even Begam B'Laila Shufdeim. U'Bekayish Ochum Kodem Alayla, in the long summer days when you're eating supper before it's dark, so it's not yet that night beforehand, in Tzorech Lachmir, then you don't have to be Machmir. Unless the people specifically said, after we daven Marav, even though it's still light outside, you're allowed to daven Marav after Plaga Mincha, be daven Mincha before the Plaga Mincha. So unless they specifically accepted upon themselves that they wouldn't have meat or wine then, they'd still be allowed to have meat or wine then. Then he brings down Yisub Ksovim. It says in the Ksovim, Shiroi L'chol Bar Yisrael Livkos Al Sreifas HaTorah, that we should always cry for the Sreifas HaTorah, Shmikoch Ze Nimsra HaTorah L'Klipos. I'm not exactly sure what this means, but it basically means that by the burning of the Sefer Torah, Nebuch, it's a destruction of the Sefer Torah on a metaphysical level as well, and it goes to these klipos, these impure ideas, and therefore we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaMochi Mechzirenu Lonam Beheru Yemenu, we should have it restored to us. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes this really section of Shulchan Aruch, not only Siman Tov Kuf Pei, the section that deals with all the Taneisim, and he says, Kosev Atanya, B'yom HaShishi Parashas Chukas, Nogo Yechid L'Sanos, on the Friday, specifically the Friday, it's not the day of the month, but it's on the Friday of Parashas Chukas, because that's the day when it actually occurred, when they burned all the books of the Talmud and other Sfarim in Paris. Shabbos Hayom Nisru Esim Kronos Maleo Sfarim B'Tzarfas, in France, that's when they burned the Sifrei Torah, which say the Slichos on. Kamishnas Tov Ches, he says as well, there's a minhag to go and fast because of Chmelnitsky, Yimach Shemov Zichro, in Gzeres Tach V'Tat, Nechavu Shnei Kilos Gedolos Bos Hayom, that there were terrible tragedies of the destruction of those large communities. A million people died by the hands of Chmelnitsky, Yimach Shemov Zichro, in the Ukraine. Gam Noogim Lathanos Chav Sivan, and therefore he says there's also a minhag to fast on Chav Sivan, B'chol Machus Poland, where terrible tragedies occurred and pogroms occurred on Chav Sivan. And he concludes from the Magen Avraham, Nara Nara Pashte, everybody should follow the customs of their community. And then he quotes what we learned yesterday in the Shari Tshuva, Ayim Shari Tshuva, Shudafkum ben Shmon Esrei Lezochor, Bas Chamesh Esrei Lekeva, that the custom when they did fast, it was for boys who were 18 and over, or girls 15 and over, otherwise they didn't have the younger children fast. The issue for number 13 says, how come we're not gozer Taneisim for something like the Shoah, or for other terrible tragedies in our time? Ayin Shom for this discussion. And finally, we conclude this siman, as well as really this section, as I said, of Shulchan Aruch dealing with Tanesim, with the last words of the Mechaber, La'asid Lavo, Be'ezos Hashem, in the near future, Yahafachim Hashem, L'sasul L'simcha, Hashem could turn all of these tragedies that are befalling Klal Yisrael. Hashem should make all of these days that are sad days, they should, Be'ezos Hashem, be switched around to be days of great happiness and simcha for all of Klal Yisrael. With this, we conclude today's shir and this section of Shulchan Aruch.